Music from Miss Cardi B. It's called Press on UJFM Breakfast, getting us to a half past six this morning. Also gave you Tiwa Sandwich, 49 to 99. And DJ Mshega with Hurricane featuring Holly Ray. Good morning. Welcome to it. In case you've just tuned in, my name's Nick Explicit, hanging out with Marshall. We're keeping you company all the way up until 9 a.m. Welcome to another Monday. Welcome to a payday Monday.
Oof. It's a struggle for me. Today, this week, is going to be a struggle because I'm finally broke now.
Oh, wow. I was broke over the weekend. In fact, we'll get into the finer details of just how broke we were.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
Taking a quick look at your headlines. No clarity yet on the schoolboy drownings, and no load shedding today despite constrained power system, says Eskom. Details on these and more coming up at 7 a.m.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. UJFM Sports. UJFM Sports.
A very good morning to you. Welcome to the Sports Desk. We start off with soccer news. Mamelodi Sundowns secured a 2-1 win over SuperSport United in an UPSA Premiership match at the Lucas Morepe Stadium in Atteridgeville yesterday. The victory sees Masandawana remain second on the log, 7 points behind leaders Kaizer Chiefs, while Matsatsanta remain third on the table. Polokwane City and Golden Arrows drew 1-1 at the Peter Mokaba Stadium in Polokwane yesterday. The draw leaves Rise and Shine and Abafana Base 10 place 8th and 15th respectively on the league standings. Bloemfontein Celtic and Chippa United drew 1-2 at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Port Elizabeth yesterday. As a result, Punya Sele Sele are placed 7th on the league table, while the Chili Boys are sitting in 10th spot. In the Premier League, Liverpool remain unbeaten this season following a 2-0 victory over Manchester United, courtesy of goals from Virgil van Dijk and Mohamed Salah. Goals by Chris Wood and Ashley Westwood saw Burnley come from a goal down to beat Leicester City 2-1 to end a four successive defeats. Lionel Messi struck in the second half as Barcelona battled past 10 men Granada to go top of the La Liga table in Quique Setién's first game in charge of the club. Cristiano Ronaldo struck in either half as log leaders Juventus beat Parma 2-1 to stretch their lead over Inter Milan to 4 points in Serie A. Proteas were beaten 54-59 by Jamaica at the Netball Nations Cup. This is the 13th win against the Proteas in 16 encounters. South Africa will look to shrug this loss off and get ready to face England this coming Wednesday. And finally, at Storms, on day four of the test between the Proteas and England, Proteas end on 1.